Hi everyone, this is the fourth episode of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, TK Muffin, and today we have a special guest, Nico. Hello. So hello.
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 Yeah, so today we'll be going over all the latest news. And the first thing we're going over is yesterday's sneeze event. Nothing to sneeze about. I still don't get that bit. Yeah, so did you catch any shinies?
No, I had two Sneasels because I got... They appeared after I fought Team Rocket on a Pokestop. I don't know if that was meant to happen, but it happened. None of them were shinies. No.
Yeah, so I caught one shiny and I evolved it. So it's really cool because it's like kind of goldish pink.
The shiny?
Yeah.
Weasel?
No, Weedle. Weavile. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the best shiny there is, but I would still say it's okay. All you had to do is do some challenges and you got it. So
I caught five shiny Caterpies on the Caterpie event because that's before coronavirus when we went. Do you remember with Yellow Monster?
Yeah. Yeah. For the when I did the encounters, I had 54 encounters. It wasn't actually that much, and I only caught one shiny, which was really sad. But I managed to evolve it, and I have an extra Weavile just for the Great League in case I need to use it.
There's this weird thing. I don't know if it's meant to happen. When I go to catch a Chikorita, I think that's what you call it, the green blob.
Yeah,
not a blob, green blob. But the green cat, not a cat, not even a cat. I can't catch it. I've wasted basically 25 Pokeballs on those because I just can't catch them. They just don't stay. Wow. So annoying. That meant to happen.
It might just be like sometimes that happens to me. I've wasted so many Ultra Balls and stuff on a Pokemon. Then when I use like a Pokeball on it just because I'm really bored, it goes in. I think it's just like the catch rate for it. So it's just how lucky you are, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, the second bit of news is the Johto collection challenge is ending today. So I've already completed it. And
I have.
Yeah. Yay. The Smeargle was the hardest. It wasn't that hard. It's just because you had to take a photo. So, yeah, it's quite easy. And the other one for the Team Rocket thing, I've completed the catch the Pokemon. But then I need to catch 15 trainer Pokemon. I've only done 11. And I need to defeat a Team Rocket Go leader 3 times. I've done it once. And then I have a Rocket thingy-majig where it shows you. But no blues have appeared yet. So I'm really hoping I'll be able to do that by the time limit. Because when you defeat the 3 Go Rocket leaders, you get a Ho-Oh that knows Earthquake.
So, wait. You know those Team Rocket tablets that say this is what Team Rocket uses to hack Pokestops?
Yeah.
It says you need 5 of them. What do they do?
So
I haven't actually tried.
Yeah, so when you defeat the Team Rocket Grunt and you get the mysterious components, whatever they're called, so I have one right now. They combine, then you get the Team Rocket tracker, so you can find bosses, then you can defeat them, then get stonks.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so right now I need to defeat 2 more leaders, then I get a Ho-Oh, and I still don't have one.
Since it's legendary.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, since I created a new account recently, I only have a legendary and a mythical. The legendary is a Shadow Mewtwo, which I got from defeating Giovanni, which is really cool. The mythical is Victini. Oh, I actually have Celebi, a shiny Celebi as well.
How did you get the Victini? Because I think my second favorite legendary, not legendary, mythical.
Yeah. So they're the special challenges. So if you go onto, you know, the challenge thing on special, you should have it. It's a, I can't remember what it's called. Just looking. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's something to do with victory or something. Sorry, that's not very good explanation. Yeah. And so if I get Ho-Oh, that just adds another legendary / mythical. I can't remember it, sorry.
What level to my collection. Are you? Are you like level 40 or something? Because I'm really low level.
Yeah.
Well, I'm level 15.
I don't really want to discuss it, but since I created a new count, I'm 3/4 of the way through 29. Before I was on level 34. But yeah, I've been playing since 2016, but I created a new count recently, just like before lockdown. So I'm just trying to get higher levels.
I'm level 15. Okay, I'm trash.
Yeah, right now I have a shiny Magikarp as my buddy, just walking that 400k to get a red Gyarados. Personally, I think I really don't want to walk that far just to get a shiny Pokemon, but red Gyarados is one of my favorite Pokemon, so I'm doing it.
For the
memes.
Epic Games.
Yeah, so other than that, there's not a lot of news, except that it says Feel the Love with Pokemon Go's February event. So there's going to be new stuff. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a love themed Go Battle League competition. Right now I'm ranked 16, about to go into 17. I haven't been doing it quite a lot, so I'm still quite low. I really want to be an ace trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's when you get to rank 21, I might be incorrect, you become an ace trainer. And then when you get to rank 20, you encounter a Frillish, which is apparently really rare in Pokemon Go. So for the article, it says, Feel the Love with Pokemon Go's February events.
I went for a walk and I got a gym from the red team.
Yeah.
And I'm yellow.
Yeah,
I don't
same.
Know what you are.
Team okay. Instinct forever.
Good.
Good, yeah.
And I put a level of CP 800 on it. I don't think that's very good, but I beat them with CP 800s, so I'm putting one.
Yeah. My best Pokemon is 2700, which is a Rhyperior with 2 charged attacks. I wasted so much candy and Stardust on it, and I only have like 30,000 because I was doing loads of 2 attacks for everything for PvP.
Mm. So I need to get rid of some Pokemon.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a good thing to say or do, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Yep. You should buy more storage. It's like 200 Pokecoins, but then right now I have 450. I'm keeping buying more.
The thing is, I don't even know what Pokecoin, how do you get Pokecoins?
Yeah, so when you leave Pokemon in gyms, depending on how long they are in it, well, they're defending it for, when they come back, you get Pokecoins. The max is 50, 50 Pokecoins, I think. But one of the funniest things is right now one of my Pokemon, it's in a yellow gym, so it's one that no one is bothering to attack. And so it has been in there for 14 days, 22 hours and 57 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's going to come back with stonks.
Yeah.
Lots of them too.
At the start, I put it in. It was like 2,000 something CP. Now it's 419 CP. One hit, it's going to be kicked back to my item bag. Yeah. So one of the things I'm really happy about is I have enough to evolve my Apeom. But I'm just holding off just in case I get a shiny before the end of today. So the evolved Apeom is like my second favorite Pokemon. So when I evolve it, I was really hoping to catch a shiny. So for the other bit of news, the Feel the Love with Pokemon Go February events, it says, we hope you're prepared for a month of exciting Pokemon encounters and bonuses this February. So the February research breakthrough encounters from Monday, February 1st at 1 p.m. to Monday, March 1st at 1 p.m. you'll encounter Snorlax in research breakthroughs. So right now, I think it's Chansey you get. So, yeah, it's good to have a change.
Yeah.
And the featured Pokemon 5-star raids and mega raids are going to be Entei, that's already happening. I think then it's Raikou and Suicune. Then Latios and Latias will be appearing from February 9th to Saturday, February 20th. Then
I like those.
Yeah. And the three legendary birds are, and Mewtwo, which is really interesting. I have a Shadow Mewtwo. Will be appearing at 5-star raids from Saturday, February 20th at 9 a.m. to Monday, March 1st at 8 a.m. local time. So I'm really hoping that I'll get a Mewtwo for a raid.
That's good. Mewtwo's are good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like them, but okay.
Yeah, my Mewtwo right now, it's Shadow, because I'm never purifying it. Its attacks are Confusion, which is does 20 damage, plus 4 for the Shadow bonus, so 24 damage. Wait. Frustration, which is really bad, but...
I purified a Sneasel, is that bad?
Well, it really depends. If you're just doing it to get a higher CP, that's, like, okay. But then if you're doing it for PvP, the Shadow Pokemon do more damage.
Feels oh, like my God, why? Or
something.
Why?
But that's why I never purify.
And the Bulbasaur, the Shadow Bulbasaur, not Shadow, I guess, it ran away. I'm so mad. And Bulbasaur is, I think, it's probably my favorite starter.
Yeah, I have all the Gen 1 starters, the final evolutions, except Blastoise, which is really annoying. So I'm hoping if there's another Bulbasaur community day, I'm hoping for a Blastoise with shades. So yeah, that would be very interesting. So I think that's all the news for today, and yeah, I think that's it. Bye. So yeah, bye then. Bye. See you. Thank you, Nico Hello, for joining us this week, and hopefully he'll be back for another episode. So now it's time for Tip of the Week. For this week's Tip of the Week, it's about Smeargle. As you may have noticed, for the collection challenge this week, one of the Pokemon you need to catch is Smeargle. What most people don't know is the only way to catch it is to take a photo. What you need to do is go to your profile, then tap your buddy. Then press play with your buddy and then press OK after that. Then, you need to take a picture and hopefully it will photobomb you. After that, you have to go back to the main map and hopefully a Smeargle will appear.